Well, Aaron, as we look what's happening market-wise, obviously a lot of positioning. Like you said, it's really been happening over the last couple of days and definitely will continue over the next two. We've got a report coming out on Friday, and the markets definitely are not forgetting that that report's coming up.
No, they absolutely aren't. It's a big day that day. I mean, there's a stocks, a quarterly stock report that day along with planting intentions. So there's a lot of back and forth going on here the last couple of days before you get to that. A lot of speculative going to end users and, you know, people trying to take whatever profits they may have and not want to risk it through this report that just hasn't been traders' tendency the last, you know, let's say year to take many profits into these things or to really hold on to a position going into them because they've been so volatile and guys just don't want to hang on to them that long anymore. But you do have a lot of things going on in this report. Acres are obviously a big one. I'm not sure that will be the biggest thing that will be talked about after the report just because I think a lot of that's already played in. I think the bigger part of this report is going to be the quarterly stock report. And do they finally take some of this, some of the stock numbers off of corn like we've been talking about for quite a while? Or do they mess with beans a little bit here with the continued demand that we've seen? And as you look at beans, they are the one that tends to be holding stronger here, even though they had a lower day yesterday. But you still have talk coming out of Brazil that their crop's expected to be 12% smaller. I've seen things from Paraguay that they're expected to have about half the crop they had last year. So you continue to see things coming out of South America that are lower, and we continue to see demand from China. We had another 120,000 metric ton sale of soybeans to China yesterday. China's imports may rise to 55 to 58 million metric tons versus 52.3 last year, and that was announced by a Chinese official. So with the estimated acres for soybeans only being 75.4 coming into this report, that doesn't put their supply situation in a very good spot at the end of the year, even with a very good crop. So soybeans continue to try to buy acres here. Even though you're not seeing a lot of gains today, they aren't having to because corn's going down. As you look at corn, we've got some beautiful weather. The forecast and the extended outlook calls for normal rains and normal to below temps. A lot of guys do want to look at this and say, but we're still dry. Well, the market's not going to worry about that until after we get through planting. We get to the middle of May and we're still dry, and the market will react to that. But right now, all they're going to worry about is do we get the crop into the ground? And with the ground temperature being so warm and people already planting, we've already had reports and I've seen pictures of corn coming up in Illinois. We've seen planting or heard of planting going on in Nebraska and also Iowa already. The average planted by April 10th is about 3%. Last year, by April 17th, we were 7%. The highest was in 2004. By April 17th, we were 18%. If the weather stays like it is right now, we could test that. One thing that everybody's going to worry about, though, is with the ground temperature being what it is, this crop is going to come out of the ground in a hurry. And so freezes, anything that would come into the forecast there, will be a big worry because we don't have a lot of replant material. That's a big talk that's been going around. And so people will be very concerned about that, and the market will probably be watching that very closely as well. It's no different than the story with wheat here. Seasonally, this is a very erratic time for wheat, and wheat's already out of the ground because of these warmer temperatures that we've had and the warmer ground temperatures. So continually, every day, you're going to have frost and freeze rumors on that crop down there, which will scare the market back and forth. So seasonally, just a very nervous time. You do have some dryness in Europe. It's just still the supply problem with wheat. India and their huge crop is still weighing on that market.